Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
So for this episode, I mentioned last week that meditation is a thing that I do. So I have ADD, and so searching for a quiet mind is something that I have sought for a long, long time. And so I started doing Zen meditation, and one of the things I really like about it is there are much more, I would say, kind of complicated, like transcendental meditation is, I've never done it, and I haven't studied it for what I understand. It's a kind of more layered, intense kind of meditation. But Zen meditation is just like sitting, and that's it. And I used to think, before I really started like learning about it, I used to think like Zen meditation was trying to achieve something, right? Like you talk about like trying to achieve enlightenment and that kind of thing. And that might happen. Like the meditation is more just like a mindfulness, be present in the moment kind of exercise for me. And maybe different people have had different experiences. But so one of the things, there are two things that the person I studied with said that I found very, very helpful that I wanted to share with y'all. And that is one, I asked, right, because my mind is rarely still. And so I asked, like, how do I still my mind? How do I stop my mind from thinking? And he said, you know, the heart beats, the lungs breathe, and the brain thinks. And that's just what it does. And so, like, the goal is not to stop your brain from thinking so much as it is if a thought comes up, you acknowledge the thought, and then you let it go, right? And so you're not trying to silence your mind so much as it's you acknowledge the thing you're thinking and let it go. And then the other thing is I kind of have a short attention span, and whether that is because of ADD or just because of who I am, I don't know. But I said, like, I don't know that I have, like, I mean, we would sit and do like an hour long meditation in this class, and like that was a lot for me. And I was like, I don't know if I can do that. And he was like, what about 1 minute a day? And he was like, then you've done it. And if you can do it for longer than that, cool, great. But like, you can do a minute. And I was like, yeah, I can do a minute. And so like, I will do a minute a day. And if I can do more than that, great. But that's my practice for now, is like a minute a day.
That's so cool.
Yeah, right?
That's really good.
And so if I'm feeling more than that, then I just keep sitting there. But as long as I at least do a minute, I feel like I've done a good job, you know?
Where would people start to learn about doing that?
Well, so if there's a Zen center nearby, that would be very helpful for them. You can usually find classes on it, places. But like I said, it really is just sitting and being very present in the moment.
I am ADHD, very ADHD, and same. I've been unmedicated. Yeah, I've been unmedicated for quite a few years now. And I think that I'm also a very scientific minded person. Mm-hmm. And I know there are some people that believe that are also scientifically minded and think, oh, meditation is very woo woo, or, you know, I'm not very spiritual. But, there have been a lot of studies that show that meditation, or just taking time out and being present, do a lot of things to your brain's chemicals.
Yeah,
I guess is the shorthand way of saying that. And it's very worth it to take, even as you said, a minute to sit and be with your thoughts and acknowledge them and focus. I have found that it is very important for me, and sometimes it'll be just sitting for me. Sometimes it will be focusing with an instrument or listening to a song and doing nothing but thinking about that song. But there's a lot of value in just sitting and concentrating.
And kind of the way that it's expanded for me to kind of overlay over more of my life is like, so if I'm in a moment where like I'm hanging out with my baby, and I start to think about other things, like I acknowledge, like, okay, yeah, that's an important thing, and I will worry about that later, and I let it go.
and be present.
Right, and I just try to be present in the moment that I am in and not worry so much. It's a hard balance sometimes to find a balance between learning from the past and planning from the future while still living in the present. But I mean, that's what I think we're all striving to figure out.
I have never seriously tried meditation. I've never trained in it. And based on this profile that I'm now hearing, it seems like something I should really consider.
Absolutely. Because that's the thing is, I think to Erica's point, a lot of people hear meditation and hear like Zen and they think, oh, like a religion. And like, no, more like a philosophy, more like a practice. Like, it's not, there's, I was raised Southern Baptist, and like, the two could not feel more different. and so that's the thing, is like, more, this is just like, you know, I've been to doctors that have recommended it, of like, because I also, for a long time before Bibi was born, had a really bad insomnia. And like, I went and talked to a doctor about it, and she was like, have you ever tried Zen meditation? I was like, I do, actually. And so like, it's not like a thing you have to believe in so much as it's just like, it's the same for me as like, oh, the thing I love about Zen and like a lot of Zen teachings is like, they're all very logical. You know, it's like,
yeah,
if you do this, this, like, then this happens. It's like, yeah, that's right.
It is a thing that you do to set aside a time to be present in the moment, and you could translate what I just said or the idea of Zen meditation into any nomenclature for different religions or non-religions or ways of life. It's a universal thing that can be done, and it doesn't have to be thought of as, you know, belonging to a certain discipline.
Right.
I think if that helps for people that are considering trying it.
That makes sense. And you can there's probably a ton of interesting history to attach to, like, how it got there, which I would definitely get distracted by. But the word practice, I think, is such an interesting one, because that specific noun form that refers to a set of behaviors or an activity that comes to constitute a piece of your life over time, I think that's a really interesting way to sum up what that could in theory do. To have a practice is both doing and not doing, is a sort of a noun that contains a verb and a sense of time passing, and that's just really interesting.
It also, I think, very well sums up the fact that, like, you never perfect it, right? Like, you could do Zen meditation for 90 years and it's still your practice. You're still practicing it.
I like that.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.